1. The Andonic Aborigines. Primitive man made his evolutionary appearance on Earth a little less than 1 million years ago, and he had a vigorous experience. He instinctively sought to escape the danger of mingling with the inferior simian tribes, but he could not migrate eastward because of the arid Tibetan land elevations, 30,000 feet above sea level. Neither could he go south nor west because of the expanded Mediterranean Sea, which then extended eastward to the Indian Ocean. And as he went north, he encountered the advancing ice. But even when further migration was blocked by the ice, and though the dispersing tribes became increasingly hostile, the more intelligent groups never entertained the idea of going southward to live among their hairy, tree-dwelling cousins of inferior intellect. Many of man's earliest religious emotions grew out of his feeling of helplessness in the shut-in environment of this geographic situation. Mountains to the right, water to the left, and ice in front. But these progressive Andonites would not turn back to their inferior tree-dwelling relatives in the south. These Andonites avoided the forests in contrast with the habits of their non-human relatives. In the forests, man has always deteriorated. Human evolution has made progress only in the open and in the higher latitudes. The cold and hunger of the open lands stimulate action, invention, and resourcefulness. While these Andonic tribes were developing the pioneers of the present human race amidst the hardships and privations of these rugged northern climes, their backward cousins were luxuriating in the southern tropical forests of the land of their early common origin. These events occurred during the times of the Third Glacier, the first according to the reckoning of geologists. The first two glaciers were not extensive in northern Europe. During most of the Ice Age, England was connected by land with France, while later on Africa was joined to Europe by the Sicilian land bridge. At the time of the Andonic migrations, there was a continuous land path from England in the west, on through Europe and Asia to Java in the east, but Australia was again isolated, which further accentuated the development of its own peculiar fauna. 950,000 years ago, the descendants of Andon and Fonta had migrated far to the east and to the west. To the west, they passed over Europe to France and England. In later times, they penetrated eastward as far as Java, where their bones were so recently found, the so-called Java Man, and then journeyed on to Tasmania. The groups going west became less contaminated with the backward stocks of mutual ancestral origin than those going east, who mingled so freely with their retarded animal cousins. These unprogressive individuals drifted southward and presently mated with the inferior tribes. Later on, increasing numbers of their mongrel descendants returned to the north to mate with the rapidly expanding Andonic peoples, and such unfortunate unions unfailingly deteriorated the superior stock. Fewer and fewer of the primitive settlements maintained the worship of the breath-giver. This early dawn civilization was threatened with extinction. And thus it has ever been on Urantia. Civilizations of great promise have successively deteriorated and have finally been extinguished by the folly of allowing the superior freely to procreate with the inferior.